Come back to staff introductions and Nick, I don't know if this is a good time for you or not. As we usually do, we wait until 2 p.m. Central, 1 Mountain to do open forums. And so sometimes we will skip to different issues on our agenda to allow us to stay on track. And I had visited with Nick Harrington about possibly giving us the 24 Parks Division marketing plan. So if Nick and April are with us, we will move to item number 9 on our agenda, which may allow us to get some technical issues ironed out.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling, Nick Harrington, Communications Manager, and yes, going to talk about parks marketing here, what we're looking for in 2024. I have April Larson here, our marketing coordinator, and then we'll have her, we got a presentation for you, we'll have her kick it off, and then, of course, we're open for any questions, so I'll let April take it away.
Thank you. April Larson, marketing coordinator here. We're really excited in 2024 to be going out with a first year-round marketing campaign for our parks area, which is really exciting for us. We're going to be focusing on three main priorities with this effort, which I'll go into a little bit more in depth. But what I want to get across cleared more or less is this marketing effort isn't about promoting Custer State Park. It's not about targeting our peak camping season. What we're looking to do is we're trying to target additional growth opportunities to get more folks into our park that have never been in our park before, and those that are in our parks to have more time in our parks. We're looking at obviously some revenue generation with that, but we're also looking in 2024 to put some additional tools in our toolbox to be able to better understand our users and who we can target to get them into our parks, to stay in our modern or our lodging accommodations, and really having that ability to track and everything will be really important this year. So from the creative element that we have ongoing right now, we're having a lot of discussions about what is our value propositions, how do we reach these markets. So from that creative that we're developing with Game Fish and Parks to the actual placement, so where will we be placing all of these advertisements, how do we reach these markets, where are they at, where is our customer so we can actually target them to be able to actually track and report this coming year. So really excited for the Unison. We're working heavily across the agency between even staff in the parks to find out what their users are actually doing in the parks, who they attract to the communications to make sure that our communications messaging is consistent and we can deliver that marketing effort much more seamlessly and strategic this coming year. So really excited. I alluded to these, but our top three marketing areas. So this is going to be our marketing goals for 2024. We're looking to increase that lodging awareness and then reservations is our first one. So many folks, even if they drive through and have been in Palisades State Park, for example, they've climbed and hiked through that over and over, but they may not know that we actually have a house that can be reserved for anyone. So that's open to the public. It has great amenities. It's great for hosting not only families but groups. So we want to bring awareness. We can also cross-market within that to be out of state to come into our state, but also meeting that like South Dakota or Sioux Falls kind of demographic to get them there. So bringing awareness is going to be a critical piece for us, which I'm hoping between Nick and I we can get you a better understanding of how we can meet some new markets to get to reserve that place, but also increasing reservations. So we're going out with a consistent, repetitive message. So when someone's thinking, I need and want to stay in South Dakota, they're brain instantly goes, oh, the South Dakota State Parks have a beautiful location. I can be nestled in the woods and really enjoy my time in South Dakota. So the first one will be promoting our lodging, which is really exciting to continue this effort. We started this, especially this fall. We've really been making sure that we have more messaging out there, some really targeted efforts, and we've actually seen a 12% increase in overnight stays in 2023. So being able to take the effort further is going to be really beneficial to us. The second marketing goal we have is to increase shoulder season and midweek camping reservations. This one is talking more about the fall and spring camping. So this is really targeting our existing campers to get them into the park and keep their camper up and ready and not in storage quite yet so they can actually enjoy our parks longer. And Pierre, last couple days it's been 60 degrees. What a great time that folks could still be in our parks. I think of Farm Island Recreation Area here, and our dump station is still open. It's open year-round. They can get water, and they could easily be camping and doing other work or activities while they're doing that. So being able to continue to that messaging that we are open year-round for camping. And the third one is to increase that park day use visitation, really focusing on the sales of park entrance licenses to new users. So we're not looking necessarily at getting, well, we certainly do want to get those folks to events and continually visiting our parks, but this is really showcasing the efforts of all the beautiful state parks that we have in South Dakota and getting new users into our parks. So Nick will go through a little bit more on kind of those efforts we have going on. But in 2024, we're going to have a Reel in Memories campaign, too, to really focus on fishing and all the fishing access and great opportunities we have there. We also have a lot of events, or this winter, once the snow starts falling, we'll have snowshoeing and being able to promote that as well. And then the target audiences, as I kind of switch gears here, so we have our three goals, priorities to increase that lodging reservations, the camping reservations, and park entrance license sales. But how we do that, so who are our major audience bases that we really want to focus on? For camping, this is going to be our existing campers. So we have an exhaustive email list, a targeted list. We have a great social media following. We're going to be really meeting our existing customers where they are to really encourage them and continue to bring awareness and get them back into the parks during that midweek camping opportunities during peak season or in that fall and springtime. That modern lodging, Nick is sitting next to me. He actually coined this phrase. He can have it. Camperless. We want anyone without a camper, maybe those that aren't campers, maybe that only go to the park to go hiking or maybe to throw a fishing line into the water. We want them to be able to say, yes, I am comfortable staying in the state park. I don't necessarily have a tent. I am not interested in tent camping. I don't have a camper, but I now will have access to a full bathroom. I have a kitchen. I have all those amenities that I'm used to having and I feel comfortable staying with. So we're going to be really having a larger reach with our modern lodging campaign to get that even to grow more than in 2023. And then our third target audience, when we're talking about the day use, we're really focusing on that diverse opportunities and the new audiences. So are we interested in, and we are, attracting snowshoers? So getting families, getting school groups down to Gooder State Park to go snowshoeing and getting them excited at our parks so that they can then learn about other parks and get other family members or others involved. And we're also looking at doing some additional marketing efforts here to reach some lookalike audiences, so those that we already know that are visitors to our parks, those that love our parks, but maybe in 100 or 150 miles within South Dakota that we know that exists, but they don't know about us. So really excited about our efforts, our goals here. I am going to switch it over to Nick that will share a little bit more about how we can reach those lookalike audiences.
Yes, again, Nick Harrington, Communications Manager. Thank you, April, for kind of kicking this off. I'll kind of take this presentation from here. And so really we've talked about the tools that we have, and there's going to be a few things that continue to come up in this conversation, because how I'll preface this is, when it comes to marketing, when it comes to communications, repetition is key. So you're going to see me demonstrate that exactly right here. You know, we have social media, we have email, we have an amazing email list, we have 160,000 park users alone that we know that we can access. They receive our summer newsletter every single week throughout the summer. But when we work with other agencies, and so now I'm kind of be looking at how do we reach these new audiences that aren't on that list, aren't following us on social media. Again, April talked about a lookalike audience. What does that mean? We know that Nick Harrington is more than just a camperless individual that loves to tow his boat, would like to go up and stay at Oahe Downstream and go fishing. Where am I getting my news? Where am I checking the weather? You can look at the demographics of that individual, and we can put those ads specifically to them. So as April said, we're looking for I call them the Mick Harringtons that might be living in Sioux City, that might be living in Kearney, Nebraska. Kevin's laughing at me. Maybe they're not Mets fans. Maybe they're Yankee fans. You know, yeah, information like that. But working with an outside marketing agency, which we are looking to do, it really increases those tools. That opens up into things that we don't have. We're good at what we do, but we can always be better, right? And this just is even additional tools that we'll have in the toolbox to reach those new audiences where we know that we can see that growth. And again, we want this to primarily be within driving distance to South Dakota. The reason being is we just get a better bang for our buck. The more you go out and talk about Texas, Florida, other states, your cost goes up, and the times we hit you, it just doesn't happen. Again, repetition, repetition. If you get one thing out of this presentation, there will be a test at the end of it. It's repetition. And so we do better off, again, hitting Mick Harrington and Kearney 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times, and knowing that they might come up here on one of these beautiful weekends that we have right now when we should be out in my boat staying at Oahe Downstream Modern Lodge. So that's kind of how this looks. Kind of leads me into specifically those marketing channels. Again, you've heard from me several times, targeted email, it's really our best information. We are so fortunate to have Go Outdoors, so we know exactly who is camping, where they're camping, who has a small game license, who has a fishing license. When you look at reaching folks, we have the cream of the crop data. Social media, again, this is where you get those dedicated folks that want to follow us, want to stay in the know. Our website obviously has millions of folks on it. We continue to make that better, and we even want to minimize the clicks as well. When you go and you see one of these messages and you go to our website and you go to one page and then you go to another, and let's say you do want to reserve and then you go into Go Outdoors and you're doing additional clicks, we know we might lose you along the way. So we're even looking at ways to further enhance that efficiency. So if you want to know one thing about South Dakota State Parks and you've never interacted with them, we're going to have all that information in one place. And again, the tools that are going to come after, this is when we can do display ads. As y'all are checking the weather, as Secretary Roebling is scrolling Facebook right now in my presentation, he's going to be seeing those advertisements. that's going to get you. Now we're looking for Kevin Roebling or whoever else other personalities he has. Again, it's just additional ways to reach those folks, to get those ads in front of them. And again, we want the ads, we want the messages to all be consistent. And that's going to lead me into kind of how do we measure success here. And you're going to hear us use a couple different marketing terminology here. You're going to hear us talk about media impressions. You're going to talk about media engagement. Well, what does that mean? I know, Commissioner Ristler, you're probably familiar, but essentially impressions is how many times do you see that? When you might see the same ad 10 times, it's still you, but you've seen it 10 times. Now, again, engagement. What did you actually do with it? Did you actually click on that ad, or did we just show it to you 10 times? I can give you a great number that says I showed this to you 100 times, but if you didn't do anything, you didn't do anything, right? So that's where we're looking to do this year is really make these efforts trackable. We want to know they saw this ad, they did or they didn't click on it, they did or they didn't interact with it, and then we're going to have that data to know, okay, this was working, this wasn't, and again, this comes back to revenue. This comes back to additional camping nights. This comes back to additional reservations. This comes back to additional park entrance licenses. That's what we're looking to accomplish here. And again, that kind of leads me again, I'm going to end with consistent and engaging messaging. So what you see right here, see for yourself South Dakota State Parks. This was one thing, Allie Ellingson, our graphic designer, she put all this together in August this year. And she put all this together, and then she went on maternity leave, and she put me in charge of it. So we've done our best to get through that. But we want this to continue to be out. We share this with all of our park Facebook pages. We're putting this in all of our emails. And this is what these ads are going to be, because, again, we're looking for repetition, repetition, repetition. We want you to see every message we have. It might be a different advertisement. It might be a different email. But we want you to know you can see yourself in South Dakota State Parks. We want that to have that clear call to action, whether that's about it going hiking, whether that's going fishing, whether that's staying in one of our lodging, or whether that's going camping on one of these beautiful days like this. All of this is essentially starting at the core with this, with the tools and skills that we have, and just continuing to make this better and be more strategic as we move into the next year. And with that, again, the answer key to this test I have for you is consistency and repetition. And with that, we're open for any questions.
Very good. Any questions? Commissioner Beese.
Commissioner Beese here, Nick. So on your website, if someone goes on and clicks for a reservation, but it's full, are we directing them to other parks that are unutilized and trying to get more business in those parks than, like, going to Custer, you know, it's full?
Yep, absolutely, Commissioner Beese. And one thing, April kind of prefaced this. We want them to know about all the opportunities we have. We want this to build South Dakota State Parks as the system overall. This isn't for Custer. This isn't for Lewis and Clark. So, yes, we want to make sure that they see all of these. But the important thing that I really want to focus on is especially the efforts we're going to be doing that have those paid efforts, have the display. We're going to be focused on those shoulder seasons, that spring and fall, times that we know all of our parks are probably going to have availabilities. We're not going to move the needle on camping nights for Father's Day weekend. We all know that. We're not going to move it on 4th of July. We're not going to move it on Memorial Day. It's weekends just like what we have right here that we're going to have gorgeous weather. That's where we can move the needle. That's why you're going to really see the emphasis of these efforts is going to be taking place August, September, October, even into those first couple weeks in November, and again in the springtime when we start to get nice. So to specifically answer your question, yes, we want this to elevate all of our parks as a whole, but we're also going to make sure that we're putting these messages out there, not during that peak summertime, but the time that there is a lot of opportunity in the park.
Commissioner White.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner White here. First of all, if there's some way that you can emit the enthusiasm in the process of enticing people to the campground, that's what you have to follow. Secondly, do we still have hostess and host at most of our campgrounds?
Yes, Commissioner White. I don't want to steal too much of Rachel Comas's thunder, but she is our volunteer coordinator. And yes, those are those hostess. We have a wide variety of opportunities within the parks, but specifically those host opportunities. Yes, we do still have those. And depending on the parks, I know that we have folks that come back 10, 15, 20 years, and they become just a staple of the park, right? And they make it a part of that customer experience. And I think that's, again, what makes South Dakota State Parks so special overall is they're awesome parks. The facilities are great, but it's the people that you come back to, right? Those are the folks we come back to. And having those awesome volunteers, good interns, good seasonals, but again, those volunteers that you know are going to be there at the time everyone's camping, that's what brings folks back. And yes, and if we also, where we have those vacant opportunities, we're advertising those positions to make sure that we have our parks fully staffed as much as possible when it comes to those volunteers from all positions, whether that's at our customer service centers, whether it's a host, or whether it's with maintenance in the park.
Okay. Thank you. I'd follow up. I've camped a good part of my life, and that's probably the one center thing that not necessarily you look for, but you appreciate once you get there. There's always questions or you have a problem, and if you have a central nucleus that you can go to, that really makes a big difference. So, again, thank you for your efforts and enthusiasm, and thank you for making that opportunity in these campgrounds available.
No, thank you. Again, it's the folks we come back to, and we're fortunate to have some amazing folks that work for us, and that's what really takes us from the great to the amazing. Thank you.
Nick, quick question about the targeted emails. So when we get these emails or when folks sign up, do they have to subscribe to get marketing material or unsubscribe? How does that work?
Absolutely. So we have a couple varieties that folks can receive our messages. On our website, you can go in and you can sign up for any list that you would like to receive. But the other component of this is when you make that reservation, you're using your email for that reservation. Same with your small game license, fishing license. That we do take those emails and we do put those into our email contact system. Every time you receive a message, you have the opportunity to unsubscribe. You'll see it when you send it to as many folks, you're going to naturally see a few. But when you look at our open rates, and specifically when you look at our unsubscribe rates, our unsubscribe are very low and our open is very good. We are above industry standards for all aspects. You're looking, if we send an email out to folks, we're going to have between a 25 to 40%, even some of those more specific emails might be 50 to 60% open rates, which, again, that is absolutely phenomenal. But anytime, whether they've gone in and chose to sign up themselves, whether they've had their email entered through their reservation or through their licensing transactions, every email we send, there is the unsubscribe opportunity.
Another question about you're going to be looking at a marketing agency to help. Will you be looking at any of the agencies that work with South Dakota agencies right now that already kind of know who we are and what we do?
Absolutely. So, no, we have a good existing partnership. Lawrence and Shore is one that we use for our aquatic invasive species. We've used chronic wasting disease with them in the past. That is who we're looking to partnership because we have that good relationship, and they're familiar with our audiences just from working from them, and maybe most important is they're familiar with me and my dynamics and my goodness, we know that can be a little bit too, right? So, but yes, hopefully that answered your question.
Yeah, absolutely. Any other questions or comments? Commissioner Bartling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Nick and April. Good presentation. My question is, when I look through, I was kind of browsing the tourism page with South Dakota, and there's, you know, there's a way to get to campgrounds and things like that through the links there, and it's a little bit cumbersome to do it. Is there a way we can actually make that a little bit more easily accessible of working with tourism? And secondly, can you access maybe some of their email contacts?
Absolutely. Commissioner Bartling, we really elevated our relationship with tourism in 2020 through our pheasant marketing campaign, and I would say that's continued to get better and better. Our Hunt the Greatest website, that's hosted on tourism sites, so we meet with them every single month, and that's something that we can bring up. I haven't actually been able to kind of present this info for them, too. I think I'll meet with them again at the beginning of January as our next one, and telling them where we are, so we're sharing that same message in unison. Again, consistent messaging. We want to make sure that we're cross-sharing those messages for them, but also putting them directly, instead of them having links go to a variety of pages, we can then have those links go directly to that landing page so they have just an even more seamless experience, whether they come in through the Game Fish and Parks page, whether they come in through the tourism page, or even if they go in straight to Go Outdoors. So I think that's an excellent point that you bring up, and definitely areas that, again, we're good at a lot of things, but I always want to be great, I always want to be better, and I think you just showcased an excellent one.
Very good. Any other questions? Secretary Roebling.
Well, thank you, Nick and April. Appreciate the presentation. Question, I guess, would be, Nick, we talk a lot about how do we know if these efforts are paying off, and, you know, a year from now, how can we have a presentation similar to this with quantifiable metrics, and how do you plan to measure that so we can come back and really tell the commissioners, hey, look, here's what we plan to do, here's what we did, and here's how it paid off.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you, Secretary Roebling. As you all know, I love data, so I really love this question. I'm going to try to keep it brief as possible. Bill's laughing at me in the corner. But again, I think the biggest thing I want to emphasize for everyone is we are looking purely at digital efforts, at least for this first year, because we do have that tracking ability. When you wrap a bus, when you have, say, Great Mall of America, and you have one of those trolleys that has, you know, if we put South Dakota State Parks on it, it's tough to quantify how many people see that and ultimately act on that. These efforts that we do, we will know exactly how many people saw them, we will know exactly how many people clicked on them, and we are also going to be able to know exactly how much revenue those generated. So we will be able to say, again, similar to what we did with the pheasant marketing campaign, we spent X amount of dollars, and this is how much we saw come in through those efforts. We could give you that quantifiable number based on those sales directly, and likewise, I'd actually just talked to April about this yesterday. when I love to analyze data. So when I get a data set, good example would be one that we just did trying to showcase park entrance licenses for Christmas gifts. So we took all park entrance license sales from the last year. We did the total, and we did whether they were from a kiosk or whether they were from online. I looked at those online, and when you see outliers within that data set, okay, what happened this day? And then you can go in and you can see, okay, this is when we sent these emails. This is when we sent, this is when we did this social media post. And you can look in at those outliers, go back and look at exactly the measurables from that message you did. You can get a really good perspective on how you truly move the needle. And I am very excited again to sit here this time next year and showcase you guys how we do that, because it's going to be successful.
Excellent. Excellent. Very good presentation. Anything else before we move on? All right. Nick and April, thank you very much. Job well done.
Thank you all.